Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 22 February, 2026, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we are studying the doctrine of the ascension and session of our Lord Jesus Christ. The ascension is that doctrine of Christology pertaining to the transfer of our Lord's true humanity from planet Earth to the third heaven in a resurrection body. The session is that doctrine of Christology pertaining to the glorification of our Lord's humanity at the right hand of the Father. These doctrines of ascension and session are closely related and based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. After the resurrection of our Lord's humanity, he remained on earth for 40 days before his ascension. The ascension of Jesus Christ occurred on day 40 in his resurrection body, and this period of time demonstrated the capabilities of the resurrection body. The ascension and session of Christ are predicated on the capabilities of the resurrection body. It can travel horizontally and vertically at unlimited speed and is capable of unlimited space travel. Upon arrival in the third heaven, our Lord was seated at the right hand of God the Father. And that's the doctrine of the session of Jesus Christ. And that's when he received his third royal patent, the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the bright morning star. Now we are at subpoint 9 of definition. Subpoint 9. So we have the chronology of events. Here's the chronology. First of all, 1, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number 1, resurrection. Number 2, 40 days on the earth. 40 days on the earth. Third, the ascension of Christ 10 days before the church age began. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ 10 days before the church age began. And number 4, seated at the right hand of the Father. So there's the chronology. Resurrection, 40 days on the earth, ascension 10 days before the church age began, and seated at the right hand of the Father. We know the number of days so exactly because the resurrection occurred on the Feast of First Fruits, The resurrection occurred on the Feast of First Fruits. The Feast of Pentecost would occur 50 days later, after the Feast of First Fruits, after the resurrection. On day 40, our Lord ascended, and he said, "The baptism of the Spirit and the beginning of the church age will occur very soon after his ascension." 10 days later, specifically. 10. Both the ascension and the session of Christ were accomplished in his resurrection body. Both the ascension and the session of Christ were accomplished in his resurrection body. Though co-equal and co-eternal with the Father, it was the true humanity of Christ that was seated at the right hand of God the Father. 11. These two doctrines of ascension, the ascension of Christ, and session, the session of Christ, combine to form the climax of the strategic victory of Christ in the angelic conflict. This is so critical. Subpoint 11. These two doctrines, ascension and session, combine to form the climax of the strategic victory of Christ in the angelic conflict. So that's point one, definition. Point two, historical account. Historical account, turn over to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, historical account. We'll start at verse 4. Acts 1, verse 4. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. Wait for the gift of my Father." The gift of my Father is the baptism of the Spirit, where they become royal family of God. "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father, the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days," specifically 10 days, "in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So, when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" In other words, is it the millennium? No, it's not the millennium. That they're getting all excited. Is this the millennial kingdom? Woohoo! No. He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, Pentecost, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. But they're still standing there looking up. The ascension, it's, and they're standing there. And they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men, dressed in white, these are not men, these are angels. These are two angels. Two men, angels, dressed, elect angels, dressed in white, stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And he went all the way to the third heaven, and he was there while they were talking. That's how fast the ascension was. These angels are talking, and they're all good. Where are you going? Where are you? And while they're doing that, and while the angels are talking, Jesus Christ is already in the third heaven. That's how fantastic the resurrection body is. I can't wait for that resurrection body. I'll be able to move. Well, we won't have Upland Bible Church, my resurrection body. I'll be in heaven, and I'll have Bible class, but I'll be able to get the pulpit in heaven before you can blink your eye. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Point three. The significance of the session of our Lord. The significance of the session of our Lord. One, subpoint one, after his ascension, his session fulfilled the prophecy of Psalm 110, verse 1. So turn over to Psalm 110, 1. Psalm 110, verse 1. The human author of Psalm 110, David. Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord, God the Father, says to my Lord, David's Lord, the Lord, God the Father, said to my Lord, to David's Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. There's the conclusion, the strategic victory over the angelic conflict. Psalm 110, verse 1. Jesus Christ had to be seated to resolve the angelic conflict. This was the strategic victory of the angelic conflict. Remember that his deity is omnipresent, everywhere, immanent and transcendent. It was his humanity that was seated at the right hand of the Father. Two, this prophecy is quoted again and again and again and again in the New Testament. It is quoted so often because it is very, very important. This is emphasizing the strategic victory of our Lord Jesus Christ in the angelic conflict. Turn first of all over to Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Matthew 22. We'll start at verse 41. Matthew 22:41. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ, the Messiah? What do you think about the Messiah, Christ? Whose son is he?" And they said to him, "He's the son of David." Verse 43. He said to them, Christ said to them, "Then how does David, by the agency of the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, call him Lord, saying," and quoting Psalm 110:1, "The Lord, God the Father, said to my Lord, the Messiah, sit at my right hand until I put thine enemies beneath thy feet." Verse 45. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? Verse 46. And no one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone dare from that day on to ask him another question. I mean, you're talking with the living and true God. And that was it. No more questions than that. No. Turn over to Mark 12. Mark 12. Mark 12, verse 36. David himself said, by the agency of the Holy Spirit, quoting Psalm 110:1, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet." And then look over to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, verses 42 and 43. Luke 20, 42 and 43. For David himself says in the book of Psalms, "The Lord said to my Lord, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." And then look over at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 34. Acts chapter 2, verse 34. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, "The Lord God the Father said to my Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." And then turn over to Hebrews chapter 1. And that's the next book on Thursday night when we finish with 3 John, Hebrews. Hebrews, and I asked you, some of you are working on it, who is the author of Hebrews? Who is the human author of Hebrews? And I've had people come up, I've had people say, "I think it's the Hebrew of Hebrews, Apostle Paul." I had another one say, "James, I think James is the author." And then, by the way, nobody knows who the author is. But Tyrone came up and he gets the prize. He wins the $1 million. You're a lucky guy. Don't forget to tithe them. He said it was God the Holy Spirit. The inspiration ministry of God the Holy Spirit. He nailed it, I tell you, right there. So you win the $1 million, you lucky guy. So Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? So this is quoted over and over and over so often. Why? Because it is very, very important. Acts chapter 5, verse 1, which says, he is the one whom God has exalted at his right hand as Prince and Savior. Acts 5, verse 1. Philippians 2, verse 9. Therefore also God has highly exalted him and given him a title which is above every title, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So, the Lord has three royal patents. First, his first royal patent is related to his deity. His first royal patent is related to his deity. His title is Son of God. His royal family is God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. That's his first royal patent. Secondly, his second royal patent is related to his humanity. His title is Son of David. His royal family is the Davidic dynasty. Third, his third royal patent is related to his resurrection and ascension. His title is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the bright morning star. His royal family is in the process of being completed, made up of every church age believer. You are not simply a child of God. You are royal child of God, royal family of God. So point four, the session and the strategic victory of the angelic conflict. Point four, the session and the strategic victory of the angelic conflict. Subpoint one, the ascension and session is not only related to the hypostatic union of Christ, but it is also related to the angelic conflict. The ascension and session is not only related to the hypostatic union of Christ, but it's also related to the angelic conflict. The fact that the resurrection, ascension, and session is based on the strategic victory of our Lord in the angelic conflict, it is the subject of Hebrews chapters 1 and chapter 2. Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, who, being the radiance of his glory and the exact image of his essence, he also sustains all things by the verbal expression of his power, having himself accomplished purification for sin, he was caused to sit down at the right hand of the majesty in the highest places. During the entire period of his hypostatic union on earth, from being a baby in the cradle to the resurrection, ascension, and session, our Lord was holding the universe together by the word of His power. Hebrews 1 verse 13. But to which of the angels did He say at any time, sit down at my right hand until I appoint your enemies a footstool for your feet? God the Father never said this to any angel, but only to Jesus Christ. It is very, very significant that God the Father said this to the humanity of Christ in His resurrection body. Principle. This means that although we are now inferior to angels in our human bodies on earth, this means that although we are now inferior to angels in our human bodies on earth, in the future, in our resurrection bodies, we will be totally superior to angels. So this means that although we are now inferior to angels in our human bodies on earth, in the future, in our resurrection bodies, we will be totally superior to angels. And this was established by our Lord's ascension and session at the right hand of God the Father. Subpoint 2. With the resurrection, ascension, and session of Jesus Christ, all angelic creatures, including fallen angels, are subordinated to Him in His humanity. With the resurrection, ascension, and session of Jesus Christ, all angelic creatures, including fallen angels, are subordinated to Him in His humanity. 1 Peter 3:22, which says, who, Jesus Christ, is at the right hand of God, God the Father, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and powers had been subordinated to Him. 1 Peter 3:22. 3. In His deity, Jesus Christ is the creator of angels. In His deity, Jesus Christ is the creator of angels. 4. In His humanity, He was made lower than the angels. In His humanity, He was made lower than the angels. Hebrews 2, verse 7. Thou hast made Him for a little while lower than the angels. Hebrews 2, verse 7. So in His deity, Christ is the creator of all angels. In His humanity, He was made lower than the angels. Hebrews 2, 7, 5. But now, in His resurrection, ascension, and session, He is higher than angels in His humanity. He is higher than angels in His humanity. And someday, someday, in our resurrection body, we will share that same privilege experientially. Being in union with Christ, we are already positionally higher than angels, but in our resurrection bodies, we will be experientially and physically higher than angels. And that's Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And we'll close with that. Turn to Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and he put all things in subjection under his feet, Operation Footstool, and gave him, the Lord Jesus Christ, as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. All right, that's point four. We haven't completed the doctrine of the ascension and session of Jesus Christ. Very, very important doctrine for all of you to know. We'll start with point five next Sunday. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.